KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school basketball, game we had for you last night here on the radio. The Cam Cougars rolled past the Fremont Mills Knights in the Class 1A Region 7 semifinals, 67-23. The Cougars took control from the outset, racing out to a 24-8 lead by the end of the first quarter, a 26-point lead by halftime. By the end of the third quarter, Cam had a 35-point lead and a running clock came into effect. The Cougars were very effective at breaking the three-quarter court pressure of Fremont Mills and getting easy looks in transition. Cam head coach Joe Woolham said he was proud of the team execution of the game plan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the girls executed the game plan to a T, what we wanted to do coming out of the gate. You know, I always think it's really fun when we get transition threes and they start falling. That just makes our team click. And then, like I said, Madison sprinting down there and the guards looking up. Madison can beat most any other team's post players down the court. So if we're willing to rebound and then sprint down the court, I think we can get some transition buckets on about anybody.
The Cougars did a great job of making the extra pass to find an open look all night long. And Coach Woolham said that type of unselfish play is what is great about his team.
That's one of the best things about this team is how unselfish they are. They always throw the extra pass, and they always point out the pass, too, after somebody makes it. So that's something, as a coach, I'm very, very proud of that they do. They're very unselfish.
The Cougars got another strong performance from Madison Gettler with 19 points to lead all scorers on the night. Gettler talked about the Cougars having success forcing turnovers from the Knights.
Yeah, we work on that a lot in practice, and we try and trap and get them to throw a long pass that can steal and get fast break layups.
Paige McAfee and Macy Tickner each dropped in 13 for the Cougars in the win. Cam improves to 20-2 on the season, and they'll head to the Class 1A Region 7 final on Monday night. They'll take on Colo Nesco in that game. The Royals won their semifinal game over Collins Maxwell on a late hoop, 42-40. That game will be played at West Des Moines Valley High School on Monday night, and we'll have coverage here on KJAN. Fremont Mills was led by 6 points from Courtney Goodman. Their season ends with a record of 14-9. In other girls' regional basketball scores from last night, in Class 1A Region 8, it was Newell Fonda over Arweva, 73-42, and Westwood was a 57-32 winner over Exira EHK. In Region 6, Seymour topped Murray 59-41, and North Mahaska was a 66-34 winner over Bedford. In the Class 2A regional semifinals, it was in Region 6, Central Decatur beating East Marshall 73-43, and Van Buren a 66-50 winner over Pella Christian. In Region 7, Panorama was a 53-45 winner over Nottoway Valley, and Dyke New Hartford a 58-45 winner over Van Meter. And in Region 8, Trainer beat up on Sydney 55-28, and Woodbury Central was a 41-33 winner over IKM Manning. That's a look at your latest in those regional girls basketball scores from last night. In boys district basketball play, some games that were postponed from Thursday night in Class 1A District 16. It was River Valley beating Ridgeview 52-38 and Sioux Central over St. Mary's Storm Lake 71-37. IKM Manning topped West Bend Mallard 60-32, and Newell Fonda was an 80-34 winner over Peyton Sherdan. In Class 2A District Semifinals in District 15, it was Alta Aurelia beating Esack County 52-51, and OABCIG gets a 77-65 win over Kemper Catholic. And in one regular season contest last night on the boys' side, it was Harlan getting a late basket in the final seconds to beat Creston 64-62. That's a look at your rundown there of the latest high school basketball scores from last night. Turning our attention now from basketball to the wrestling mat, as the state wrestling championships continue at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and it's championship Saturday. All the wrestlers in action today will be walking home with a medal, and they'll have the consolation and the medal round coming up here for you during the middle portion of the day. That'll be from about 10 to 2 o'clock there, with that session settling all those other place matches. And then the championship finals matches set for a 6 o'clock start tonight. Of course, the Grand March begins at 6 to start it off, and then they'll get those matches in succession there, starting from the low weight class all the way to the top. And we'll have coverage here on KJN. Jim Field will provide you updates here throughout the day of those place matches, and then also full coverage wall-to-wall of the finals tonight. Jim Field and Justin Williams will have it for you there from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, with that action again starting at 6 o'clock this evening, and they'll go until it all wraps up. And some highlights from the area includes Atlantic Cam Chase McLaren. He'll be wrestling for a championship tonight at 138 pounds. He was a winner in the semifinals over Jared Cadel of Columbus Community, 7-4, as McLaren wins that match. So he'll wrestle for a state title coming up here tonight. Also in 2A wrestling for titles are Justin McCunn of Red Oak at 160 pounds and Derek Wire of Harlan at 285, as they both won their semifinal matches. In Class 1A, a number of area wrestlers will be in title matchups tonight. At 106, Stevie Barnes of Underwood. At 126, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia. At 132, Logan James of Underwood. At 138, Nick Hamilton of Underwood. At 182 pounds, Gabe Pauly of HSTW. And at 285, Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley. They'll all be wrestling for championships. And in Class 3A, just one area wrestler that'll be in the title matchup here tonight. That's Cameron Baker of Thomas Jefferson. He was a winner at 220 pounds. Glenwood's Brett Maurer lost his semifinal matchup by just 2 points, so he'll move into the place matches here today. That's a look at the latest update there for you from state wrestling. You can check out all those listings of the results from yesterday, various posts for each class separated there on our sports page at KJN.com. You can scroll on through there and see all those results from throughout the day as they continue that quarterfinal and second round consolation action there yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. So that's a rundown there of high school wrestling. In other sporting news here from across the Midwest, the price of Kansas City's 2023 option on Whit Merrifield is conditioned on the second baseman not spending more than 109 days on the injured list in each of the next four seasons. The Royals have a $6.5 million option for 2023 with a $750,000 buyout, but the option price would be increased by $4 million if he does not spend the specified days on the injured list. And the Kansas City Royals agreed with reliever Drew Storen on a minor league contract that includes an invitation to big league spring training. He would have a $1.25 million salary in the major leagues if he's added to the 40-man roster. Ryan O'Hearn recalls the moment he knew he belonged in the big leagues. He and fellow rookie Hunter Dozier went back-to-back in the ninth inning off Chad Allen in a walk-off victory over Cleveland on August 24th. Now he's back in spring training with the Royals, looking to build on his rookie effort. Kansas and West Virginia are missing a combined 8 players, key players, as they head for a showdown Saturday at Allen Fieldhouse. But whereas the Jayhawks have managed to deal with all that turnover, the Mountaineers are still trying to figure things out in what has spiraled into a lost season for Coach Bob Huggins' bunch. And this hasn't been a typical season for Southeastern Conference women's basketball. The league could feel the consequences when the NCAA tournament bracket comes out, with number 5 Mississippi State and number 11 South Carolina as the only SEC schools among the top 16 schools in early tournament bracket projections. The SEC had 5 of the top 16 seeds last year. And former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and Carolina safety Eric Reed have settled collusion lawsuits against the NFL. Kaepernick and Reed filed grievances against the league, saying they were blacklisted because of protests during the national anthem at games. Kaepernick hasn't played in the league since 2016, while Reed missed 3 games last season before signing with the Panthers. The Lions have released Glover Quinn, cutting ties with a 33-year-old safety who had 1 year left on his contract. Also, in the New Orleans Pelicans, forward Anthony Davis is day-to-day after an MRI revealed a muscle bruise in his injured left shoulder. He was hurt in the first half of Thursday night's victory over Oklahoma City. And a person familiar with the negotiations say right-hander Luis Severino avoided arbitration with the Yankees by agreeing to a 4-year, $40 million contract. And J.B. Holmes aced the sixth hole at Riviera on his way to an 8-under 63 and a one-shot lead over Jordan Spieth after one round of the PGA's rain-soaked Genesis Open. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.